Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, tis the season. Going to be a very busy several weeks coming up for the Port Huron Museums. Andrew Kircher is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Paul.
Where do we start? Where do you want to start?
Well, there are just so many things going on. I think when a lot of people think about Christmas time, they think about parties. They think
yeah,
about
of course.
Things to go. There are so many events, like programs that are special in December, and the museum this year is no exception.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I think the big one that we are highlighting is we've got a Christmas at the Carnegie. This is a party coming up on December 10th.
Okay.
So you can get your tickets online. You can get them through Eventbrite, just like or a lot of people were. I think a lot of the folks who have been enjoying Discovery City are going to love this Christmas party.
Okay.
We've got like make your own ornament. There's cookie decorating. It's everything you could want in a party. And the best part is it's not at your own house.
Yeah, exactly.
It's at the Carnegie. Go somewhere else. Let us throw the party. You can just come to it. So that's going to be a fun thing we're doing. We also have some programs for adults as well. So one of the ones that I think is really neat, we've got this DIY candle pouring event. People are always kind of looking for Christmas ideas. I know I am. I was struggling for it. And I think one of the real tricks can be something you do yourself, can have a lot more meaning than something you just go and buy.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got an artist who's coming in. He brings in a library. Now, I've been told it's a library of scents.
Okay.
For a while, I was telling everyone that it's just choose your own smell. But in the candle industry, they are scents,
not smells. I can understand
but
that.
You pick your own color. You pick your own scent. We've got different kind of ways that you can pour them. And you're creating completely your own creation.
What a cool idea.
At the museum. So that's going to be like a great opportunity for some gifts, and that's on December 15th, so like a Thursday. It's not a weekend thing.
Perfect.
Great opportunity there. And of course, the other one big thing, this is a tradition that we do, is now the lighthouse. If you haven't been up there, we turned it all on day after Thanksgiving. It's when everything starts. It's lit up, it's decorated, and we do candle-lit climbs of the tower. And this year, we're doing it a little bit differently. So it'll be open. You can wander over that way, but we're really encouraging people to enjoy a trolley tour in conjunction with a climb. So we went through, this is what I did last night. We spent like an hour and a half driving through the city, picking out the very best of the Christmas lights. So you spend an hour on the trolley, you get to see all the Christmas lights, Sherman Woods, Pine Grove Park, downtown Port Huron, into the neighborhoods, Riverside Drive, all of these great areas where there are lights. And then when you end on the trolley tour, which is full of like Christmas trivia, so you can win prizes, you get your hot cocoa, your cookie, you climb the tower, you get to see Lake Huron at night with the tower decked out. It is an experience that is, I think, really unique in the state.
I was going to say, that sounds like the perfect Port Huron Christmas right there.
It really can't be beat. If you get like just a little bit of light snow at the end, it is chef's kiss.
Yeah, work on that.
Perfect.
See if you can get that. That would be ideal. That is really cool. The lighthouse, when it's all lit up like you do in the holiday season, it's just amazing to see.
It would be really hard for a freighter to miss it then.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do you have the light at the top, we've got the strings that run down the outside, and it is it's a really great time.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great place to do some Christmas shopping, too. You got a really neat gift shop there.
Yes. Well, we have, and we run sales all December long. We're kind of at the end of our season, so we're trying to clear out for some new inventory. We've got lots of very unique items. We always look for unique Port Huron items, unique museum items, items you literally can't get anywhere else, and we then run a big sale each of those nights. So that's basically every Friday and Saturday night from now until Christmas that we're doing those. So you can stop by, do your shopping, even if you don't want to go on the trolley tour, you don't want to climb the tower.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to come and have some hot cocoa and a cookie and do a little bit of Christmas shopping. Heck, you can't do better than that.
Very cool. Talk with Andrew Kircher from the Port Huron Museum. Winter on Lake Huron. You got a new exhibit that you're going to be opening
this
week.
Yeah, so not only do we have all of those kind of events and programs going on, but the museum is still open. The Carnegie Center runs Wednesday through Sunday right now. Our satellite sites are just on weekends, but it's included with the free admission. This is a new exhibit. It's replacing our holography exhibit, which was pretty popular. This one's going to be a good one. This is Winter on Lake Huron, and it's all about kind of, what do you think of when you think of winter on Lake Huron?
Cold, ice.
I think a lot about ice. So, and I think it really might depend on someone's relationship with winter, because some people think of fun. I know, like, our rentals coordinator loves to ski.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think she'd take the stuff out of her freezer and throw it onto her kitchen floor if it meant she could ski over it. She loves skiing. So she thinks about all the fun winter sports. Right. So we talk a little bit about that, but we also talk about some of the economy. Ice harvesting was, of course, a big deal in Port Huron, and even a little bit of danger. We talk a little bit about some of the shipwrecks that have happened because of the ice, the winter, the snow. So all kind of an examination of these different aspects that make up a true winter. So it's beautiful, it's dangerous, it's fun, it's all of those things.
And it opens December 2nd.
December 2nd. It's part of the mezzanine and included with the free admission to the Carnegie Center.
So. Very fun. Boy, so much going on during the holiday season. What's the best way for people to find out because they missed the date or the time that we were talking
about? Yeah, I always tell people check out our website, PortHuronMuseums.org. You can check out our Facebook page, Port Huron Museums, and you can get all of the tickets on Eventbrite. Just search Port Huron Museums, Eventbrite. You'll see they're all linked, listed right there. Check out any of those places. You'll come to the right spot.
How many of those trolley tours are you going to do?
We have basically two on every Friday, two on every Saturday. Some are now already sold out. They're very popular.
I'm sure.
But there are a few spots sprinkled basically every weekend left, and there's a couple that we can actually have some bigger groups, so, you know, bring the whole family. There's a couple that a whole family bought, like, the whole trolley all at once. So
sounds like fun. Good stuff. Andrew, always appreciate the updates. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Andrew Kircher from the Port Huron Museums with us on WPHM. Let's check in with Caleb and see what's happening in our news headlines.